Hey everybody, welcome back to Medicare Agent IQ. I'm Raul Gonzalez.
And I'm Oscar Ibieta.
And so today we are wanting to have a little conversation about retention. You saw something that there's a gentleman out there. His name is Jared. I think it's Strout or Strzok. We've actually reached out to him about possibly being on the podcast at some...
Jared Strzok. Confirmed.
Yeah, confirmed. I got it. And he's actually just, he just has a bunch of information, but today he posted something that I thought was, or that you thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was super interesting. Now, he posted it on production through call centers. I kind of scaled it down and modified it, but it still brings the same point across, right? But I want to talk to it, speak to it on an individual basis. And so the message was retention and what that looks like. And he kind of gave an example of an agent who sells with 70% retention,
right,
and then an example at 80% and at 90% retention. So I want to share some numbers. If an agent sells 200 apps, you know, makes 200 enrollments every year at 70% retention, 10 years from now, that agent will have 460 clients.
Which is decent.
Which is decent, right? That's close to, that's definitely six figures in residuals that earns you on an annual basis. Now, that same agent with an 80% retention rate, 200 apps per year over the course of 10 years, in 10 years will have 720 clients on their book of business, which... Again, you know, you're looking at a difference there, a pretty significant difference of almost 300 clients. And then you have another agent, example number three, 200 apps per year over the course of 10 years with 90% retention. That agent has a total of 1,180 members, clients on the books 10 years from now. So you're looking at the difference from 70% to 90% retention. Doesn't sound too big. I mean, but that difference there over the course of 10 years, if you're selling 200 apps a year, you can go from 460 clients on the book of, on your book of business to almost 1,200 clients on your book of business if you increase retention. And so that got me thinking, like,
yeah, man.
Gosh, how important is retention in this business?
Well, it's huge. And just I'm putting the math together here and based off of today's numbers. Mm-hmm. But man, the first option of the 70% retention would have you, again, 460 clients. That has you at $11,922 a month for most states,
right.
$11,922 a month in renewals. Man, that's pretty solid.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
Like I would say that's a pretty handsome renewal. Now the other option of, you know, the 90% retention has you at about $30,500 in a month in renewals, which is like $367,000 a year, which is, man, that's and that's just to wake up in the morning. Of course, by then if you, in order to get to those kinds of numbers, you're having to do some good customer service, right?
Yep.
So, with that being said, how do we do it? How do we make that retention a reality? I will tell you that it is a realistic number for a lot of agents. That, like, we have an agent that's been with us for about 8 years. And she came out the gate, man. Mm-hmm. She did really, really well. She moved to us over from doing final expense, and then she killed it. And a big part of what she did is her retention is just through the roof. But she's got about 1,000 clients in 8 years, which is, like, those are some real numbers.
Right. And retention is super important to her. She's probably one of the best when it comes to customer service and returning phone calls and addressing any issues. You know, we talk about how she works, you know, even when she's getting out of work or out of work early on a Friday because they're taking a road trip somewhere, she's spending that time on the road returning phone calls or making phone calls or at least touching the people that she needs to touch and not, you know, disconnecting for the weekend and letting them know, hey, I'm going to be out of town, but I got your call and I'm going to work on it and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
You know, one of the things that I see a lot of people do, being in the role that we're in, where we help agents to be successful, a lot of times agents who are not to that level of success will say, yeah, well, she has that unique situation. She has, you know, she has this going for her. That, you know, like that. So those numbers are not realistic for me. And I would tell you that you've got to get rid of that mindset. Yeah. The reality is that any of us can do it. And the reason that she's experiencing what she is because that level of service that she delivers is second to none. And she's all in for her clients. And because of that, one, she gets the retention. But what is that? What do those happy clients lead to?
Referrals,
right? They want people to like talk about me. Like there's a book, Don't Keep Me a Secret. Like very, very much so, especially when you deliver that kind of service, you're going to get a lot more referrals. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy in some way, right? Like you're just like, that's what I'm getting. So what are some ideas that you have on retaining a lot of that business?
Yeah, you know, when we talk to agents who are newer, and a message that we're constantly, you know, giving to our agents is retention. It begins in that first appointment,
absolutely.
You know, or over the phone, or however it is that you're conducting business. Retention begins in that initial appointment, and so I made a note here. I said bubble wrap your clients in a way, and what I mean by that, not literally, right? I mean that figuratively, right. And by that I mean, it begins in the home. And when you're in the home, we talk about pouring the foundation and laying that foundation. And a big part of that has to be, you know, setting yourself up and kind of part of that has to be the retention part. And so what I mean by that is I make sure that I make it clear to my clients that I am an independent broker and that I represent several different insurance companies. So if they're ever intrigued by a commercial or by a postcard that they receive, I let them know that, hey, rather than calling that number, I want you to call me first, right? Always make me your first phone call if you ever have any questions at all. And I also make sure that I make it very clear that my job is to help them find a plan that makes sense for them. And then I stop to talk a little bit more about what I mean by that. And I say, look, everybody's situation is different. And that's why there's so many different plan options that are out there and available to you. And so our goal together here today is to figure out which plan is the plan that makes the most sense for you, because you may be in conversations after we wrap up here today and get you signed up for a plan. You may be talking to friends and family members, you know, and they may talk about certain benefits that they're getting. And you may wonder, well, why am I not getting that benefit? Or why am I not on this plan? Or they may say, I'm with company X and this is the best company that I, you know, that's out there and you should get them too. And
right.
They may think, well, why didn't Oscar take the time to talk to me about that company? And so, again, I just make sure that I communicate that to my clients and let them know that everybody's situation is different. And then, you know, once that's done and I've explained that and I'm kind of moving into the presentation of the appointment, the presentation part, as I'm going through that transition, I also make sure that I make it a point to talk about a lot of the extra benefits that are out there for people. And so, you know, here in Texas, we have the Medicare Savings Program, which is, you know, some people may qualify for Medicaid, where they may not have to pay for their Medicare Part B premium, or they can, you know, get their cost share reduced all the way down to zero whenever they're going to see their doctors and specialists and whatnot. Well, people want to know, hey, do I qualify for anything like that? You know, am I eligible for any of those benefits? So I make sure that I take the time to actually explain to them what the Medicare Savings Program is, you know, whether or not they qualify for Medicaid and if I can help them qualify for it. And then another example, and this is market specific, right? But it seems to be a benefit that's in a lot of the bigger markets, is the grocery card. People want to know whether or not they're going to qualify for the grocery card. So even if you already have an idea that you as the agent are not going to be presenting them something that has a grocery benefit, or maybe you know that they don't qualify for a grocery benefit, I would encourage you to still take the time to talk about that grocery benefit, because again, they're going to be in conversation. They're going to get that mail that talks about these grocery benefits. And so it's our job to explain to them, you know, one, screen them and see if you can get them qualified. But if they don't qualify, then explain to them why they don't qualify for that grocery benefit. And again, that's just one example, but there are so many different examples. But doing these things Everything that I listed here is something that we all know as agents, but we should never assume that our clients are going to know these things. And so I think sometimes there's a disconnect in that, and we forget about that. And that's why it's so important to communicate these things to your clients.
Yeah. And just kind of going back to that first thing that you mentioned is that you tell them you want to be the first phone call. I think that one important thing that I would say within that is, I want to be completely honest. There's some things that you'll call me and I'll either know off the top of my head or I can do it for you. But there's other times where I might not be able I'm legally not able to do this or that for you. I don't handle claims, those types of things. So there may be times where I tell you, hey, you're going to have to call the customer, or even better, where I'll just call on three-way with you and help navigate that, kind of depending on how much time that I have. But I just want to make sure that I'm the first call that you make, because my hope is that I'm able to save you some time, right? Like I don't want you wasting your time with calling customer service when it's something that I could have done just by answering the phone for you. And so I do that, and I let them know sincerely, like I just want to be there for you. I just want to make this whole experience easier for you. And I think it goes a real long way in kind of setting that stage, because like you said, that retention begins there. So the reason that I do this is with the right heart, right? And that's why we do this. But the benefit of doing that is if you're the first phone call that they make for everything that they deal with their insurance, what's the likelihood of them calling someone else to change their insurance? If they're no longer happy with the carrier, they're like, man, I'd be losing Raul also. I'm not ready to do that. So that's why we do that. It causes that stickiness that we're looking for. So
yeah, I like that you mentioned, you know, there's going to be times where I can help you, and then there will be times where I can't, but I'll help you, you know, connect you with the people who can. And, right. And it's setting those proper expectations early and up front, you know, with your members. So I love that you mentioned that, but again, you know, that's going to lead to referrals. When you got to deliver on all of these things, right? Yeah. You're in the home and you're making these promises, and you let them know, you're telling them to make you their first phone call. Right. You got to make sure that when they're calling you, that you're answering those calls, or that you, at the very least, you're returning those phone calls.
Yeah. That agent we were talking about earlier that I feel like is one of our best agents, she has always had a commitment that she will return the phone call before the end of the day. And so even if it's to tell them, hey, you know, I know that you had reached out, I'm gonna take care of this thing first thing in the morning, but I'm on my way home. And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I don't have time. I just don't have time to deal with stuff like that. And what I would say is that this particular agent, you know, she had, again, she's up around 1,000 clients, and she has, if she has the time for it, then you do too.
Yeah.
And then return those phone calls at the end. Just tell them, hey, I'll get to this first thing in the morning, or I'll get to this tomorrow. And I just want you to know that I used to, I feel like I shared with her that when she first started, that I used to return calls within 24 hours. I would always tell people, I'll call you within 24 hours. And so that was the standard that I had set. And she was like, no, this is the standard that I want to do. But I, you know, it's at some point you get to a place where you're overwhelmed with those customer service calls, if you really are. So it's that 24 hours for me was something we did. But some people will get to a point where they'll hire like a virtual assistant, or they'll hire someone on their staff an admin to take care of it. Now she has an admin. She ended up having to get an admin to make that work. But you will probably get to that point. But man, if you're up around $30,000 a month in income, and you can hire a good admin, you know, even $30,000 a year to start to do some admin work for you, then you've still got plenty to. And now it opens up so much more time for you to do what? Grow, yeah. Right? Like I'm just gonna keep on growing. This is your business. Build it up to have some bigger revenue. It doesn't have to stop. You don't have to max out it. Oh, I got 1,000 clients, now I got to stop.
Yeah. And another thing that I want to add to it, and today we're talking about retention, right? But one thing that comes with retention is referrals, like we discussed. And so when you're able to deliver on all these promises that you're making to your clients, and you're returning the phone calls, and you're helping them put out fires and resolve any issues that they come across, that's naturally that's going to lead to referrals. Because if you're doing a good job of servicing your clients and returning those phone calls, they're going to think of you and they're going to let people know, hey, look, you've got to reach out to Oscar because he takes care of me. He, you know, he put me on a great plan and he always helps me whenever I need him. They think of you first. They're very quick to, you know, to throw your name out there, as opposed to, you know, we always tell agents, switch roles with your clients. And if you were trying to get a hold of somebody and they're not returning your phone calls, or if they take very long to return your phone calls, what's the likelihood of you referring that person to one of your friends or family members?
Nobody. Yeah. It's I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, no. You won't. We won't do that because what's the likelihood when, hey, you've got to reach out to Oscar. Every time I call him, you know, he always does a good job of taking care of me.
When people talk, and I'll say, you know, like obviously like reviews that you get on Google, reviews that you get on Facebook are all important, but there's nothing more important than that word of mouth when somebody's asking, hey, you have a good agent? Like, yeah, I don't know if I would recommend, I don't know if I would recommend this one. Or they'll ask them, like what I always tell clients, and this is something that I want everybody to even try to do, is I'll tell them, like, look, when somebody asks you who your insurance is, my hope is that it's not just, oh, it's Humana, but I've got this agent that does a great job for me. I think you should give them a call. That's what I'm hoping. And I'll tell my clients that, like that's what I'm hoping to deliver such good service that you can't help but want to tell your friends, hey, call my guy. He's great. Yeah. And that's my goal is to be that level for those clients.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And again, it starts in the home, and this is us bubble wrapping the clients and protecting them from other agents or from calling call centers or taking phone calls. So again, you want to bubble wrap them, and then you want to keep them protected. In implementing all of these small details that we just discussed, that's going to lead to large victories, which in turn is going to lead to retention.
Yeah. I think one of the important things to do also, that's what you do in the appointment, is kind of like laying that foundation. But once you leave there, you know, you're only going to touch them so many times, right? Because, you know, a lot of times it's them calling you, mm-hmm. but what about the ones that aren't calling you? That's, you know, if they don't have a lot of issues, they might forget who their agent is. So another important thing that I think is a great idea is maybe take a picture with your client and say, hey, can we put this in your phone under my contact? So you know how like when you call someone, like right now, especially nowadays, like there's so much spam, there's so much stuff. I would love to just get a picture together and put it in your phone. So that way when I call you, that you'll know that it's me, because that happens a lot where, you know, like once you leave, people are like, well, they stop returning that phone call. Most people will allow you to do that. And then it just kind of goes a long way. That's another memory that you made with them, like you're as their agent. So I would do that.
Or at the very least, help them program your name and phone number in their phone, because sometimes they won't even do that. And so you're just another number coming in, you know, and you're just falling in with all the other, maybe, you know, spam calls that they might be getting. So
exactly. So, I think doing the setting up like kind of a 30 or really a 10 day phone call, like, you know, 10 days after you enroll someone, just reach out like, hey, just wanted to double check. Did you, obviously you're not getting your cards in 10 days.
I like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I like 10 days, and let me tell you why, because they might not get the card, but it's just kind of like a pulse check. Sometimes you'll talk to someone and maybe they're having doubts about, you know, I like the idea of doing that pulse check and just like, hey, how's it going? I ran into this agent at my doctor's office. Cause remember, like especially for people turning 65, when you first turn 65, you're more open to change. That's like they're statistically speaking, seniors, when they're turning 65 or when they get Medicare, I should say, so maybe it's 67, whenever they're in that situation, they're more open to change than they were any time before that in their lives when it comes to doctors, when it comes to, so my hope is that if I make a phone call and they just talk to someone at, they just saw someone at their doctor's office and they're like, well, did you know that you could get on this plan? I'm hoping to jump in front of that. And right. So again, kind of thinking retention. So give them a call 10 days to 2 weeks, and just check in. I just want to know how everything's going, everything like that. And then after that, the first 3 months, let's call once a month, 30, 60, and 90 days. I would just check in like, hey, I'm just calling, to make sure, have you, first call might be like, hey, you know, have you, signed up for the Silver Sneakers? I know you sounded super excited about that gym. Did you get that, what is the, I fall in and I well, can't
there's, get there's up. A, there, yeah. The life alert, you know, the personal emergency response system. But yeah, like the Silver Sneakers one, that's a good one. That's an easy one, especially if they've showed interest in that. Like you said, there as agents, we can generate that confirmation code. Right. We have access to whether it's Renew Active or Silver Sneakers. And I think with the others as well, like Silver and Fit and the others, we have access to go and generate a code for the members. So, hey, that part of that 30, 60, 90, Hey, look, have you activated that Silver Sneakers? Let me help you get that confirmation code and you can take this in to the gym so that way you can set up your gym membership.
Yeah. And then I would say that, I would do that. And even that last call, sometimes it feels like overload, like, all right, I've been calling you a lot, but I would even let them know, hey, the reason that I do these phone calls is I just want to make sure that if I like to be proactive, if there's something going wrong, something happened that I would know about it. And so that's why I'm calling you. But now from here, I'll probably call you every 6 months just to check in and just to make sure that everything is going smoothly. So I want to remind you not to hesitate to give me a call. And then the other thing that I would really want to remind you of is do me a favor. And I'm hoping that if you ever are talking to someone, if you overhear someone at the doctor's office complaining about their insurance or something like that, that I would be the first person you think about and that you would recommend that they give me a call. I always do that. And even at the end of every customer service call, I would remind them. I think there's a way to do this tactfully to say, hey, you know, I just want you to, I just want you to remember that I'm here for you. And man, I really would like to be here for any of your other friends so just do me a favor. Like just as time goes on, if you ever hear that a friend's turning 65, if you ever hear that a friend is shopping for insurance, would you do me a favor and have them give me a call? And I'll throw that out at the end of every customer service call. Like I would love to serve any of your friends the way that I do for you, you know? Yeah.
And I think a lot of agents forget that last part, right? They're sometimes a little bit afraid.
They feel shy. I don't feel bad about asking, making that ask at all. I'm like, look, I'm going above and beyond for you. I feel like it's the least that you could do is tell your friends.
Right.
You
know? You've already won with that individual. Right. You've built some trust. You've put them in a good place with their insurance. You're letting them know that you're going to be there for them. I mean, there's a real relationship and a real connection there. Like, why not make the ask and say, I'd love to take care of any friends or family members the same way that I'm taking care of you.
Yeah. I feel like as an agent, like I really believe this, that, and of course I'm doing all these things and if you're an agent that kind of buys into what we're saying, you are better than 95% of agents out there. So they would be lucky to have you as an agent if you're doing these things where you're, you know, I'm answering every call. I'm doing all the things to deliver excellent service. Most agents don't do it. Man, I see some people posting like different forums and things, and they're like, man, I'm tired of these people calling me. I'm like, well, that's what we get paid to do, you know? Like it's part of why we get the long term renewals. Like if it was just like you sign someone up and then you don't get paid anymore, man, I understand, but man, we get paid for life on these people. Right. Like let's earn that paycheck. Let's show that there's a need for people like us to do these things.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I think the next thing you might want to do is is also automation. So if you have a good CRM, you can do automation where just regularly, you could even send out like a once a month like newsletter via email if you have their email and get them into your CRM and have it set up automation to where you're automatically reaching out to your clients. Just like, hey, just checking in. If there's anything that you need, don't hesitate to reach out to me and do that. electronically, and it just makes a lot of sense to do. I would highly recommend that, because as we move on, so like when I was writing, it was like for the most part, when I did most of my sales, it was from 2007 until 2014. And so back then we did less, like there was less digital marketing, automation, those types of things. But right now there's all kinds of tools to do that. So I would highly recommend to get that done.
Yeah. And then, you know, a couple other things that we have on here that we want to share that are going to help with retention are sending out a monthly thank you card. You know, look at all at the end of the month, look at all the business that you wrote in that month, and then make it a point to send a thank you postcard, just a simple postcard. If you don't have any, you know, you can go to a local print house, you can go to VistaPrint or get with your upline and see if they have any thank you cards that they can put together for you so that you can send them out. And it's very simple. You know, I've seen some where it's just, I've seen agents where on one side it just says thank you in big letters and maybe a headshot of the individual. And then on the back side, they'll just put they'll address it, put a stamp on it, and just write a quick thank you note. You know, thank you for trusting me in allowing me to help you with your Medicare insurance. You know, don't keep me a secret or whatever note that you want to put on there. But I think it's a great practice, because sometimes some of these people that we're dealing with, you know, they may not get a whole lot of interaction with people, and to know that they have a trusted agent who's taking care of them and who's actually taking the time going above and beyond to send them a letter and thanking them for their business. I mean, it can go a long way, and it really does. And in addition to that, you know, we have some agents who will do monthly birthday cards. You know, every month with that CRM system, you know, they can generate a list of people who have birthdays in the month of April and in the month of May, and they'll send them a birthday card. Again, it's just staying in front of your clients and touching them in different ways and letting them know that you're here for them and you're here to help them. It's just a constant reminder that you're there and you're there to serve them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm trying to go through our list and see if there was anything else real quick.
If you work local markets, you know, if you're depending on your strategy, you know, sometimes agents will do some member retention events and maybe invite, you know, friends to come along with them.
Yeah, I think the member retention events really work as your book of business gets bigger. Yeah. Like I feel like if you have 100 clients, believe me, you can make the phone calls and make them. And it makes a lot of sense. But we have some agents that get a book around 300 to 500. And when you start getting that big, then it definitely helps to have those. And one of the things that we've seen from some of the carriers and even the provider groups is like, hey, would you help sponsor some cost on this member retention event? Like, we'll just get people together you know, it goes a long way, especially like if you have a lot with, say, United, a lot of times you could talk to them and about possibly helping you pay for a retention event. They want that retention even more than you do. Like that, you know, that like it's worth a lot more than $25 a month to them, you know? So I would say that. But is there anything else that you have that you think that you would want to remind people regarding retention?
No, I mean, some closing thoughts, you know, and I'll just read off. I made a note here at the very end. I wrote this. I said, I believe that the agents who are most successful are the ones who execute on the small things, many of which that we discussed today. Sometimes I think agents think that there's something big that needs to happen in order to see big success, and this couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, man, when you say things like that, like it's the small things, I think about sports. And so I'm a sports guy and Oscar's a sports guy. I just love watching sports and I'm super competitive and kind of look at the Medicare sales world as a competition. Yeah. And so like even like being the leader for this carrier or that carrier, it means something to me, and that's the way that's something that I've found that drives me. And I think that as agents you could do the same thing, where it's like you take all these, you know, principles that you've heard from these great athletes, like, you know, like Michael Jordan talked about the little things and you know, like the things that people don't notice, and you start focusing on those and get yourself. I'm a super competitive person. How do I get myself to that number one spot? It's by doing these types of things. So Yep. All right, guys. So and until next time, just don't hesitate to reach out to us on any of our, you know, on our social media, on YouTube, or also I have several people. And by the way, I've had several people recently reach out, want to be part of our podcast. And I would say that, you know, one, we want to let everybody know we don't do recruiting on this podcast, and it's super important to us. Like, so if that's what you're wanting to do, this isn't the location for that. You know, if there's ever someone that says, man, I can add some insight, shoot us that message. People have been reaching out on Instagram. Shoot us that message. Let us know where you think you could add value to this podcast, and we might have you on. So, all right, guys, until next time, thanks so much.